95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Man straight, senior.
What's up?
You know, stuff. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on, man?
You know, stuff.
You still living?
I'm still living. Let's talk about today's show.
All right.
Shall we?
Yes.
What scares you about death? We're going to talk about that today.
Ooh, the way you go.
Because there's a woman who was having a funeral, and she was pounding on the coffin, saying, hey!
What?
I'm not dead yet.
Yes, you are. You'll be stone dead in a moment. Really? I mean, what is this, from 1611?
No, this just happened.
This is not supposed to happen anymore.
She was pounding on her coffin.
Ooh. And this wasn't like a recording like that one guy who intentionally set up a recording. And he was like, hey, you guys, let me out of here.
No, that was hilarious.
Yes.
But this is less hilarious because she was still alive.
Yeah, I got some things about that. We'll talk about that. When are we going to talk about that?
Just
5 o'clock?
Coming up very soon.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll take calls in the 5 o'clock hour, but okay. I'll give you details.
Gotcha.
Soon. They're opening up a Center for Bob Dylan Studies, basically. It's like a museum for Bob Dylan in Oklahoma.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Wow. You know what?
Who's with me?
My brain said Bob Hope.
What?
And so I'm like, Bob Hope's great and all, but I was like, who cares?
You heard Bob
yeah.
Hope?
Yeah.
I said Bob Dylan.
You
though,
sure
right?
did.
Okay.
No, it's probably your mistake. No, you did, though. You said Bob Dylan.
Wow.
I don't know why my brain heard Bob Hope.
This is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
People are dumb. A little bit later on this
right
hour.
Now.
Positive story about Ukraine coming up as well. And the woman in the coffin. So very excited about that. And your word to text for your $2,000 today.
To the Cacheroid that killed our precious dinosaur.
That's correct. That's coming up within minutes here on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
Dead woman bangs on coffin to say she's alive during her own funeral.
That's not supposed to happen anymore. I think they fixed that crap.
A funeral in Peru was dramatically interrupted.
Oh, that's not good.
After knocking was heard from within the coffin. Can you imagine?
No!
Her family had all gathered to pay their final respects.
Sure.
On April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been in a serious car accident. They had lost a brother-in-law and nephews with some serious injuries, and she was pronounced dead.
Right.
And later loaded into a coffin ahead of her funeral. So her entire family gets together, dressed up.
Right.
And it's a super, super bummer.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah. Terrible.
Because they have to say goodbye to her.
Right.
And her relatives hoisted the wooden structure under their shoulders, and they began to hear strange sounds.
Get out of here. Is this really true?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They lowered the coffin and opened the lid to find a weak, but very much alive, Rosa peering up at them.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No.
What must have been going through her mind? Well, I mean, we don't know if she was awake until that point.
Yeah, but you know, so you're so super confined in there, and it's
yes.
in completely dark, but maybe you remember being in an accident?
Cemetery caretaker Juan Segundo said she opened her eyes and was sweating.
I bet she was.
I immediately went to my office and called the police. Her family, who had to say their farewells twice, are now demanding answers. So what happened was, they let her out of the coffin.
Right.
She was alive.
Right.
They took her to the hospital.
Right.
A couple hours later, she died.
Get out of here! Oh, my God.
So then they put her back in the coffin.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Then they put her back in the coffin a second time in the same day.
No.
And her family had to say goodbye again.
No.
This time, I'm sure they were... They had the lid cracked.
Are you really dead?
Right.
Hey, wake up! That's horrifying.
I don't know why I'm laughing. This is awful.
Because what are you going to do? That's so awful.
Twice in the same day. Are we sure she's dead? Okay.
I mean, I felt that way a few times, but wow, twice in one day.
Isn't that great?
Awful.
And by great, I mean awful.
Classic. Damn.
So we'll take some calls in the 5 o'clock hour about what scares you about death. Because I'm sure that's one of them.
Well, I guess. You know, they used to have bells. So they would ring on the surface. And if you were inside, you could pull a string and it would ring a bell. Yeah, because a lot of people had certain diseases and whatever. Usually that's why they would wait 3 days. That's where the whole 3 days.
I would figure out a way to ring that bell so often.
Oh my God, it would just be nonstop.
I would just run a different string over to me and I would just go. just to see. Like,
two in a row from the Crows, comma Black on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We give away $2,000 every single day to local KLOS winners
yes,
only.
Yes, we do.
And the
very thoughtful of us.
Yesterday's winner does not know yet.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call.
Let's call him.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
You called.
I've been waiting for someone to say that.
Yeah, I can't figure out why people just tell us their name
instantly. I don't either. Yeah, we are Kevin and Sligo.
From KLOS.
Yep.
And you are?
How are we doing?
And you are?
Running from the law?
Jim Conyer.
Jim. You're Jim.
Yes.
All right.
That's correct.
We're calling to tell you that you won $2,000.
Right on. Perfect. That's great.
Do you remember which word you texted yesterday?
You know what I text every chance I got.
You do. All right.
Right on. Cool.
You got $2,000, man.
That might pay for my Cadillac converter they stole the other day.
Ah, bastards.
Who stole it?
I don't know.
Sons of bitches.
But they did. Hey, babe, Kevin and Bean, I just won.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, really?
Say hi, Bean.
Hello.
Oh, my God. You know what? He has his loving wife to thank for that every day.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't mention that, strangely.
I don't think it's going to go to a catalytic converter after all.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. And he's just the luckiest man ever. Not just because I stand the knob, either.
As long as you keep doing that, he'll be happy.
We're like 23 years strong. We're good.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Not really a surprise, but still nothing on Twitter from Foo Fighters. It's been over a month now. It's our new thing, though, off the Medicine Midnight album. It's so damn good. That is Love Dies Young.
About 350 and 550. We try to bring you People Are Dumb.
Why do we do that?
People are dumb.
Crazy.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
This particular thing I've done.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, really? I don't know that any of the People Are Dumb segments so far I've ever done myself. I'm sure I will.
I've done this one.
I mean, I've robbed a few banks.
The story comes out of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Turkish flight aborted as passengers get plane crash pictures. So you know how on your iPhone you have AirDrop?
Right.
Well, on an airplane, there are a bunch of people that are within range.
That, for whatever reason, leave their phones open and ready for you to drop whatever you got.
Right. I just tweeted the picture that I did this on a plane. I sent this picture.
You sent that?
Yes, to everybody.
On the plane?
To everybody on the plane that accepted it, yeah.
Damn, dude.
They got a picture of Donald Trump as Jabba the Hutt.
Wow.
And Melania as Princess Leia in the swimsuit.
And which one was harder to actually Photoshop?
And it's really great. It's really, really good.
Yeah, so
this is different, though.
Right. Somebody on a plane
sent pictures of plane crashes. So that wasn't great.
Do you know the movie Airplane, when they're sitting there afraid they're going to crash and waiting to land, and all of a sudden it cuts to the movie screen on the plane, and it's a plane blowing up into flames and everything.
Right, but that's hilarious because it's a movie.
Yeah, but now you could take that video and send it to people.
This one, the captain of a Turkish flight aborted its takeoff in Israel's main airport after passengers received plane crash images on their phone.
That's just terrible.
Isn't that awful? But so funny. Somebody sent, the pictures included a picture of a Turkish Airlines plane which crashed in the Netherlands in 2009. Like, these are real.
It was probably a kid.
Airplane crash.
Funny. I mean, I understand having to, like, shut it down.
Right.
These days.
So he decided to turn around. The airport was taxiing.
Oh, no.
And they turned around. People were taken off. The luggage was inspected just to make sure that it wasn't a threat.
Of course. Sure.
Make sure it was a threat.
Yeah, yeah.
Several young Israelis were identified as suspects and were being questioned. The plane departed 5 hours later after being cleared to leave.
You know, kids, it's comedy like this that costs us all.
See, you need to do the political stuff because that's hilarious. And you don't get arrested.
You only piss off half the people that way.
I posted on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and I suggest you look at it because it's pretty great.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
What up, man?
There is a Bob Dylan museum that has opened in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What? Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yep. That's a long story, and it's not important.
Okay. All right. I'm not driving out there for this, though.
No, I don't think you're supposed to drive from here to there.
No, you can't fly there. It's illegal.
But it has 100,000 items.
Wow.
From Bob Dylan.
Like little pieces of lint. They can't be. I mean, what were they digging out?
Well, let's find out on the Heineken 00 hotline with Mr. Bob Dylan.
All right.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, Kevin and Slugger.
Mr. Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. Dave's gonna drive to Tulsa.
I mean, could they have put it somewhere closer to Los Angeles, please?
Well, these are the people who bought all my stuff.
They're the people that bought your stuff. That's correct. Oh, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, what are the items that they have?
Oh, all the stuff in my whole career is there. I got my jock strap.
How is that spanning your career? I'm a little confused.
It's where I started. That's why I talked this way. It was very tight.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put it like a wheel.
I see. Okay. That makes sense.
All right. So yeah. your jock strap. Okay.
What other items?
My lyrics to my songs.
Oh, lyrics to your songs, yes.
Right.
Like this one.
How do you phonetically spell that?
I don't, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize that song.
That's all of them, pretty much.
That's all your songs.
I guess that's true.
All right, so handwritten lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My unused brush for my hair.
You never used a brush?
Never been touched.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
All right. An unused brush. Okay.
So, clothing from my concerts.
Clothing from your concerts. Okay.
Yeah. Unwashed.
Oh, no.
Is it like, can you get, I mean, is it behind glass or are you able to smell? Take it all in.
Oh, it is behind glass, but you can still smell it.
That doesn't seem great.
No.
That one doesn't seem great. Maybe I'll rush through that part.
Well, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Ah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
As is the smell. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I'm going to drive out there tonight.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
What's that? Sorry.
I said goodbye.
Oh, okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey!
We talked about this story earlier today, and it is frightening.
It's horrifying. It's not supposed to happen anymore.
Dead woman bangs on coffin to say she's alive during her own funeral.
Oh, my God. They were actually carrying the casket, right?
Yeah, the family was carrying the casket, and they heard some banging.
I mean, it's like...
That's not...
You wake up, it's really dark. I mean, at least it's comfortable. They make it comfortable inside those things, but...
The funeral in Peru was dramatically interrupted. I guess so. After knocking was heard within a coffin. The family of Rosa Isabel Cepedes...
Well said.
...had gathered to pay their final respects on April 21st.
Turns out, not the final respects after all.
Turns out they heard some noise, they opened it up, she was alive.
Wow. How does that happen? What kind of crap doctor was that?
Great question. I don't know.
Man, oh man. Yeah, she's dead. I don't know.
There was a bad car accident and some other people in the car were killed.
Mm-hmm.
But she was pronounced dead. But she wasn't, clearly.
Bring out your dead!
Right. So we're looking for your fears of death.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Your fears of death. Because I know this has to be one of them.
Right.
When you're put into a coffin and you're not dead?
Yeah, that's a universal, I would think. They used to let them sit around for a while, about 3 days, until they were like,
okay.
So
this wouldn't happen?
Yes.
She was pronounced dead following the horrific crash and later loaded into a coffin for her funeral. But when her relatives hoisted the wooden structure on their shoulders, they began to hear strange sounds. They lowered the coffin and opened the lid to find a weak but very much alive Rosa.
Thanks a lot, guys!
Peering up at them.
How?
Can you imagine?
No. No, I can't.
So they took her to the hospital, and then she died. So then...
What?
So then, for the second time, on the same day, they said their respects and laid her
to rest.
What
if she still wasn't dead?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Again?
Yeah. She's now buried.
Oh, that's just got to be...
You know,
I've seen that a few times in TV shows. Yeah. I think it was 24, or one of those shows like that. And I just remember seeing somebody was in there and was running out of breath, and it's got to be frightening beyond words.
A little, I guess, especially how dark it would be, and pretty quiet if you're actually been 6 feet under already.
Yeah, with dirt on top of you?
Yeah, yeah. Ain't that no getting out of there.
No, there is no getting out of there.
So yeah, what about death? Yeah, what death related thing?
The only thing that I'm really like truly afraid of is something super painful like fire. You know what I mean? Like,
but other
than that, I don't really have a lot.
I mean, there's just no guessing how it's going to happen, so I don't really dwell on it very much. You know what I mean?
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
What?
Just like I don't even
just
wake
go
up.
Go in your sleep?
I hate to say, don't tune out. If the idea of dying in your sleep is a good one for you and it makes you happy, just turn down the radio for a second.
Why
turn down the radio.
Why does Grandpa have to ruin everything?
Because think about this. I mean, what were you dreaming about when you died? I mean, what's worse than your dreams? I have some funky, bad dreams.
What if it's a great dream?
Awesome. But what if it isn't?
You're just taking bets on it not being great. So your fear about
dying.
Okay,
you turn the radio back up.
Can
what
hear
is it
you
about?
Say that?
Sure, I don't know.
If they turn the radio down,
I
hear you say, turn the radio back up?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep reposting your pictures, by the way, if you send the funniest picture on your phone. But your fears about death, 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about a woman who was apparently in Peru, had died. She was in her coffin. They were having a funeral. She came back to life. She started banging on the side of the coffin.
Unbelievable.
Saying, hey, what about me here? Hey, I'm alive. And then later she died.
So they like the same day.
So they had a second funeral on the same day for the same person.
How would they put her back in the same coffin?
Good question.
I mean, dang.
Good question. I don't know. So we're asking about your fears about death. You have one?
I wanna.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean from Ventura. How you doing?
Sean, what were you singing?
No more wall pigs have the power.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo!
And got satisfied.
Damn straight.
All right, we're talking about your fear of dying.
Well, it's like this. I don't want to die doing something embarrassing like putting on dog crap or something like that. I think that's the worst. But to be honest with you, I'll be dead afterwards, so I really won't be embarrassed. But
thought of maybe everybody having a laugh, like some jackasses on the radio talking about you having died.
He fell and then he was dead.
Everybody thought it was really dumb.
Oh, like, and I died and then I didn't die and then they found me and they buried me.
Right, and then they buried you. Crazy. That's a crazy story. Thank you for calling.
Used to stay alive. Thanks. Yeah, so being an embarrassing way.
Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You're asking about horrible thoughts about dying?
Yes,
your fears about death, yes.
My biggest fear would be, like, to die and then think I'm going to the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they electroshock me and bring me back.
Oh, yeah. You know, that makes sense, too.
So can you say, no, I don't want to come back.
I don't want to come back.
Please, no.
Have you actually filled out your little leave me the hell alone form yet? So that won't happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My son's a tattoo artist. In fact, so is my daughter now. And I've thought about having them tattoo it across my chest. No, DNR.
Well, let me ask you one question, though. What if what you're seeing are not the gates of heaven, but the fiery pits of hell?
Well, then I guess I'll have lots of company.
Wow. Right. All right. She's fine with it.
818-955-KLOS.
Your fears about dying. We're talking about your fears of dying, basically.
Yeah.
You have one, sir?
There was a time when I was in the Marine Corps. I was driving with a buddy. I had a feeling, and all of a sudden I said, we need to slow down. When we got over to the edge of where we were at after he slowed down, it was a straight 1,000-foot drop down. And ever since that time, I've had dreams of going over a cliff in a vehicle.
Gotcha.
Sure. That, man, no wonder. Absolutely.
That makes total sense.
So you stay away from all those mountain roads at this point, I would think.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Probably smart.
I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you did pulled over when you did, man. And thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Bill. How's it going, boys?
It's going well, thank you.
Hey, dude. Okay, so check this out. I had a call about this one. This has been one of the biggest fears of my life. So I'm a plumber, And when I'm going under houses, my biggest fear is there's an earthquake and the house falls down on me.
Wow, that totally makes sense.
That does make sense here.
That makes 100% sense.
I'm 35, been playing for about 10 years. Got my own business, but, dude, that is one anxiety that I absolutely have. It is one. It's still one of the scariest things that I cannot get off my mind when I'm working under home.
Totally makes sense. Wow. Right on, man. Well, thank you for putting that in our heads.
Yes, thanks. That's very great. Thank you.
Thank you, dude. No, thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah!
Are you okay?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were talking about the woman who woke up in a coffin while they were having a ceremony for her.
They were carrying her to rest. Yeah. Yep. You know, that's actually why they used to put bells.
Hey, still alive here. I'm not quite dead yet.
You'd be stone dead in a moment. They have string inside the coffin, so you could pull that string, and up above on the surface, 6 feet up, it'd be a little bell ringing. And that actually happens sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were alive?
Occasionally.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Oh, looks like we buried Sam too soon.
No one liked him anyway. Let's leave him there.
Dig him up, hit him on the head with a shovel, and put him back in there.
You have a fear of death?
My biggest fear, I work over at a bank. And it would have to be robbery.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. If you work at a bank, that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you have dreams about it?
No, not. I mean, we've had close encounters a couple times, and that's been a little scary.
Yeah, of course. Time.
But other than that.
Yeah. Do you have a plan of action? I mean, why don't you give us all the details off the air so when we come to rob the bank, we'll know how to
get it done. And what's the address exactly? We're not really coming to rob the bank.
Oh, so. We're not?
No. Not today.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Oh, so driving in or around freeways where there's giant overpasses and maniacs are taking those overpasses at really high speeds, I just have this fear of passing by right at a time where one falls off the edge and just lands on top of it.
Can you recognize that as the odds are 1 billion to 1 against that happening?
I'm not sure they're 1 billion to 1, but they're high. Very, very high.
I mean, probably, but it's a non-zero chance, right?
So. Yeah.
Do you ever see the movie Earthquake back in the 70s?
Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah, the whole freeway.
Yeah, there was that one scene where that it collapsed, and then the car or truck full of cows went off the side. And I've always stuck in my head.
You're afraid of a truck of cows.
Cows scare the hell out of me. Okay. Gary Larson was right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called "Great News with Kevin and Mike." It highlights positive stories so that you actually have faith in humanity again.
Wow, that's going to take a lot of positive stories.
It is, yes. It's on YouTube or any place else you find podcasts. We would appreciate if you would look that up and subscribe. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A woman who was being buried but was alive knocked on the coffin to let them know she was still alive. Then she was taken to the hospital and died, and then they finished her ceremony the same day.
That is a really crappy set of doctors.
Can you
all across
the
board.
Second time going, is this a joke?
Right? And then they let her die the first time they thought, but she wasn't. And then when they had a chance to save her, they failed.
Correct.
They
yes.
suck.
We took the funniest pictures on your phone and reposted them at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Keep those coming.
If you would like to see those, you can go there. The "and" is spelled out. And in "People Are Dumb," a guy airdropped photos of a plane accident as a plane was taking off. The pilot actually turned that plane around, and they were delayed for 5 hours.
Don't make me turn this plane around, you kids.
5 hours. Unbelievable.
You know, that's the kind of thing that you and I have gotten into trouble for, doing some sort of joke, and then everybody has to sit around for 5 hours.
I've never done anything like that.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Jimmy Kimmel.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on, and I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Oh, look out! It's that damn Castroid.
It's the Castroid.
How many?
Which killed Castasaurus Rex, but still has money.
Oh, well, that's good. Cats falling out of it?
Sort of the same for you.
I see.
The word is gardenia.
What the hell is a gardenia?
Gardenia is a city.
Oh, Gardena.
Gardena. I'm sorry. Is
it gardenia?
I don't know.
Sorry, Gardena.
It's Gardena.
It's a flower.
Text that to 68683. That is Gardena to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. Local KLOS winners only. More shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Not again.
Castasaurus Rex has been killed by a giant castroid. But the money's not gone. The word this hour is Bush.
Come on, man.
B-U-S-H.
Grow up.
Bush.
Uh-huh.
Text that word to 68683. That's Bush to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
You know, as Marcy says, anytime's a good time for Bush. That's standard data messaging rates that apply. And more shots to win about 20 minutes after every single hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Oh, hey.
We're just here to cheer you up, make you happy.
So we're going to talk about death go right into a castroid.
Oh, yeah, the death of Castasaurus Rex.
Correct.
Aww,
but the castroid still has money.
Woo!
This hour, the word is 405. It's not a word.
That's not a word.
405.
Those are numbers.
The numbers, 405. Uh-huh. Text that to 68683. That's 405 to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
It is standard dated messaging rates that apply.
Huh?
And
what?
Standard dated messaging rates that apply. Well, right. I said it exactly the same.
Well done.
And basically, you're up against all the folk here in Los Angeles to try and win that 2K, not those national contests. Who cares? More shots to win about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good. Hey, that's that thing that killed our pet dinosaur.
That's a castroid.
Screw that thing.
It's giving away money, though, still.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
The word for this hour is today.
Today?
Text the word today.
Okay.
T-O-D-A-Y to 68683. That's today to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and it's local KLOS humans that are winning. More shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. It's Bono's birthday. You, too, should be celebrating. Paul Houston was born on this day in rock in 1960. Hey, you know the Swan Song label that Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin had all those records on? Led Zeppelin launched that label on this day in rock in 1974. It took The Who just 8 hours, a record then, to sell out Madison Square Garden on this day in rock in 1974.